of fairly grainy security footage that just plays on a loop of a man in like a pilot's like flight suit walking up to the counter, giving something to the counter. You can't actually see the person on the other side. It's just like security footage from above. So this guy walks up, gives the something to them, takes two tickets, looks up at the camera for a second, and then walks away. They're in their early 40s. It's a guy in his early 40s, bald. He has a scar on his face. He looks like a spacer. Like, you guys have seen this kind of guy a bunch of times.
So as they're playing, I'm just like, Pop, please roll that back 2 seconds and enhance.
Okay, so the video rewinds. Yeah, it expands on the face, and then like somehow magically the resolution improves. Yeah. You can see it more clearly. Yeah.
Pi, can you please run a background check on this person?
Using what database?
I don't know. You can. I mean, you'll find one. Just scan it against all known databases. I look at Piani, and I'm just like, right, it's.
So Pi says, scanning complete. I found one entry in the database. Would you like to see it?
Yes, please, enhance. Show it.
Okay, so another screen pops up, and it just starts playing the video you just watched.
Adam, can I use
recent folders?
Oh, my God.
Can I do a critical or a criminal check to see if I identify that? I don't know. I guess it's kind of weird to roll for it, but
No, culture criminal? Absolutely. That's totally valid. It's going to be difficult, but yeah, you can try to see if you recognize this guy.
Can I help?
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Do you have a plus one in it as well, Sakari? Jeff?
I have a zero, I think.
Okay, I have a plus one in culture criminal.
Well, aren't you fancy?
If you want to help me.
Higgs, you help. It was Sakarian's
idea.
Okay,
that's right. All right, I'll roll 2d6 plus one. What is it based off of? Int, right?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
You don't recognize the guy at all. You never seen him.
Fucking Wilbur Higgins.
I get a 9. I don't recognize him, right? This is, okay. I would just say, looking at him, I'm just like, if I had to make a guess, gentlemen, I don't think this person is a simple courier that she is not aware of. I think this is part of something larger.
Now, I mean, like, we're specifically tracking down her husband, Lord McCurry, who we know was supposed to be landing on what, Majid? Was that it? Where we got the docking sort of thing
from?
Yeah,
he was on his way to Majid. He was supposed to land there a week ago and never showed.
Yeah, so Majid, and he's from Cabral. Like, if there were any way to get access to databases from those locations,
well,
we could maybe cross-reference?
He's Cabralese by birth. He's an Aeson noble, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the same way that people from New Orleans were originally French. Like,
I mean, yeah, I would look at ASA databases and Majid databases for this in order to narrow it down. So,
yeah, I mean, you'd have to. The thing is, you can't hack across systems, right? Because it's a push pull. Like, it's like delivering the mail. You'd have to go to those systems to get access to those databases, or have someone on the ground do it for you, like Piani did. Before any of that, though, Higgs, I need you to make a luck roll for me. It's just a d20. You need your luck score better.
Shit.
14 or higher.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking almost a 20. Fuck this game.
Okay. All
right. It was right next to it.
Ugh.
So there's, like, the guy looks kind of familiar to you, but in the same way that lots of, like, tough-looking dirtbags look familiar, you're like, I must know this guy from somewhere, but then it fades.
Okay. I just kind of keep it to myself.
Mm-hmm. You catch, actually, when you do that, you catch Wu making, like, pretty much the same face where he's, like, looking at it, and he's just like, you can tell he kind of recognizes the guy too, but.
Well, I guess.
Do I notice it?
Yeah, I think so. You see the two of them kind of like look at each other like.
Wu, do you have something to contribute?
He looks at you and he's like, I've seen this guy before, but can't remember where. I see a lot of people, but something familiar about that face.
Well, at least you're being useful today, Wu. At least you're being useful today. Face seems recognizable, but so do many faces. I don't know.
Did you see him on this planet? Or is it more in the past?
I don't know. I see him somewhere. I know it.
What if I tell you that I'm going to take away your fucking ticket unless you remember?
He's like, well, okay, hold on. It's not like I pretend to don't remember. I don't remember, okay? This isn't one of those maybe you refresh my memory situations.
Wait. Listen. This man is here. This man has been here. He has taken the tickets. Surely there is more information about him at some database here. On where the fuck are we? Jesus.
Strophios.
On Strophios at... I'm trying to find the Dom Methuselah. Surely there is some kind of video feed. We can track his movements. We can see where perhaps he's staying. We have what, 8 hours until the show?
So, yeah, Wu looks at you and kind of shakes his head. He's like, where did you grow up, Andoni? Surveillance culture, not a thing here. Very big on religious personal freedom. Not much surveillance, plus expensive. Government's run by religion anyway. Everybody just tell their secrets open. This guy, gonna be hard to track down. Maybe better on foot. Print out the photo, go ask. I don't know.
It's surprising to me that they would not have security when the ticket booth had it, but... Well, we could give it a try. What do you think? I throw that to the team.
What do you... I tuned you out because I just can't stand your voice. What were you saying, Prosper?
Yeah, Prosper sort of like... He like puts one hand on his hip and like turns one like lip up. He says, well... Well, Wilbur, I think that we should go on foot and look around to see if we can find any more information about this gentleman here in this picture. What do you think?
Prosper, if you talk like that again, I'm going to shoot you right where you stand. Never do it again. And Wu,
very well,
if he shoots me, Wu, you shoot him. He's going down if he ever does it again. Now, what did you say? I was so upset, I still didn't get it.
Should we go on foot around and look for this person?
If you want to. It's a pretty big planet, I believe, though.
It's just a dome. It's just one neutral dome.
Sicarian. Un petit dome.
Pi, how big is this dome in meters, please? Feet, maybe? Yeah. Can you convert it into feet? I don't know what meters do.
So on the screen, like in your main holo display, there's like a map of the dome that comes up, and it gives basic statistics about it from the Strophios like tourism board. Like, for incoming pilgrims who want to familiarize themselves with Dome Methuselah, and so it gives you like the dome stats and everything. The highest building in the dome is right in the center. It's a communications tower that actually goes through the top of the dome, and it's, I think, probably like 15 stories tall total in the middle, like at the apex.
Okay. So it's still pretty big, though.
Yeah.
I turned to Sicarian and Piani, and I'm just like, should we? I mean, we got a day, I guess. Should we go look for this guy? Chances are he'll probably be there tonight anyway, so we could just sit at the convention center and just wait.
I want to suggest that maybe we find out what the security protocols are for a concert to find out if we are entering this thing unarmed. I feel like I would go to Miss Sicarian and say this.
Okay.
Well, undoubtedly a large famous concert like this will have a security protocol. Yeah.
So like, the last few times we've gotten into situations where we haven't had our weapons, we kind of been fucked. How are we gonna not be fucked this time?
Could we go to the concert site and secure weapons in a hidden location so that we can grab them later if we need them?
That is definitely a possibility. You can run the risk of trying to bribe one of the security entry point people, personnel.
That's true. I could work someone.
Piotti just laughs.
I don't think it would work without the Higgins spectacle.
Well, we're not going to be putting on a spectacle. I'll just give him a little tongue. A little tongue action.
That is very distressing.
I don't mean like that, you pervert. You French people are just the sickest fucks I've ever had.
I don't know how you meant for us to take that. You said you would give them tongue.
I meant with words, you dumb fuck. With the verbal language that I am speaking out of my mouth, I'm not going to kiss the guy. If you would like to try that and see if it works, by all means, French guy.
I did not think you would be kissing.
I'm just like, all right, you know what? Fuck you. I had 5, but now I've got 4, and I just throw shirts at people. I throw shirts at everyone but Prosper.
Okay.
So I made us shirts. I put on the shirt. It just says Swan Song on it. It's got a ship.
Is it blue or black?
Mine is blue. Everyone else's is black.
So Wu looks at the shirt and holds it up, and then looks right at the camera and is like, "This is the greatest shirt I have ever seen in my life." And then looks at Higgs and is like,
"Where'd you get it, Wu?
I would like to buy 6 or 7 more of these T-shirts."
Well, it's still a test. When we get, we're pretty big in the universe right now. But we got to get word around, so I figure, you know, we'll do some advertising, see if we can get some bigger gigs. This one's paying all right, but we can do better. We can.
I will cherish this shirt for all of time.
Okay. All right. By the way, Wu, I just want to be upfront with you. What you're doing with Nika, at least on the ship, could be construed as stalker. So when you get to the concert tonight, don't lose your shit. Try to keep it inside. Both emotionally and physically, if you know what I'm saying. Don't get us in any trouble. I know you're a big fan. Sing along with the songs, but don't lose sight of the target. That's not her, okay? We got a mission to complete.
I understand.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, are we going to do some searching?
Yeah, you guys want to do some...
We've got to secure the weapons.
Okay, right. Well, okay. I'll go get dressed, and we'll head out here. Maybe go over to the convention site. I'll try to see if I can get some guns slipped in through a guard. We'll see how that goes. So I guess bring everything that you would want, and then we'll just see how much we can sneak in.
Can we take inventory then? I would like to try to sneak in a. Oh shit! That's the only weapon I have. What do you guys have in mind?
Laser rifle, power cell type A, I mean, body armor as well? Like, are we going to be able to go in fully armored?
I'm wearing armor under my regular clothes.
Yeah, I can wear my woven body armor, I feel like.
What kind of... Yeah, I've got woven body armor too. Yeah, that's easy to hide, right?
Yeah, the body armor shouldn't be a problem.
What about combat field armor?
Combat field armor is more military. You'd be fairly obviously armored. If you were pretending to be somebody's bodyguard or you had a reason to fit in, maybe, but not just wearing it casually.
I'll just say that I'm Wu's bodyguard. I won't tell him this, but I'll say that I'm Wu's bodyguard to the security officer.
I mean, I can tell you right now, the bigger the weapon that you're trying to smuggle in, the more difficult it's going to be. Like, pistols, you could justify self-defense, but a laser rifle in the VIP balcony, there's only one thing anyone's going to think you're going to do with that.
That's true.
Don't worry, I just need to smuggle this sniper rifle up onto that clock tower over there. I'm not going to shoot
about,
anybody.
What about a grenade?
Grenades are not generally self-defense implements.
Or 12.
Yeah, especially with a crowd. I'm just going to throw this grenade into this group of people here.
Okay.
You're basically, if you're coming at it from a self-defense perspective, armor and stuff, no big deal. Pistols, maybe, but, the thing is, it's not so much about the armor is easy or difficult to hide, it's just, you're obvious or not obvious. Woven body armor is bulky, but it's, no one's going to tell you, no, you're not allowed to protect yourself, but it's, you're wearing combat armor and carrying a plasma projector, you're obviously here to murder people, so
right.
You can't really bribe somebody through that.
Okay, well, I'm still going to wear my combat field armor. I'm okay wearing that. I'm just going to say it's for security purposes because, I don't know, I'll make up a reason. But I don't know. I turn to Mr. S and I'm just like, Mr. S, I don't know if we can sneak in your second skin, if you know what I'm saying.
This was not my idea. I intended on wearing my woven body armor and I'm just going to use the monoblade.
Yep.
Well, okay then. All right. Okay.
I assume they'll be under the similar circumstances, so I don't think it'll be necessary. I'll just have to be a better fighter than them.
Okay. Well, we'll. I hope so. I hope you're right. Look, I'm getting the shakes because I haven't had a drink yet, so I'm going to go do that, get dressed, and we'll meet back here in about 20 minutes. And we'll go and check everything out. And okay. As I'm walking off, I'm like, just passively throw Prosperous shirt.
Hooray! Yippee. Okay, so how are you splitting up? Who's going to the stadium to try to get the weapons in? Is anybody else doing footwork, going to looking for this guy?
I figure I mean Prosper had the idea to hide all the stuff, but it sounds like Higgs is going to get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So since Higgs didn't seem very interested in hunting this guy down, yeah, Prosper, like, maybe Prosper goes to Wu and says, Wu, are you at all interested in taking a stroll, looking for this gentleman? You seem to know something more about him than the others. Maybe seeing something, hearing something will jog your memory.
You're asking this to, you're talking to Wu?
To Wu.
Yeah, okay. He looks at you, he's like, something feel bad about that guy. It gives me chills. I don't know if I want to see him again. You know, some people you forget for a reason. I have that feeling. Maybe I don't want him remembering me, you know?
Didn't we get, like, laser pistols from somewhere, somehow?
Man, you got dead bodies, I thought. You got a character sheet. Look at that shit.
Can I make a luck roll to have bought one and then hand it to Wu?
If you'd like to
actually, yeah, I have like three. I can just
keep I mean, you know, Sicarian has them taped to him at all times.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I just want to be like, Wu, it's going to be okay, and just give him a gun.
Okay. He looks at it and looks at you and he's like, well, to be perfectly honest, I'm used to something bigger. And he like looks at the ship. But I don't know if I feel comfortable. I mean, like, kind of like holding his hand, but carrying this thing around, I might hurt myself.
Whoa, it's just, it's easy. It's no problem. Turn safety off, stick down crotch.
As he says that, I'm like, oh no, it's far more likely that somebody else will hurt you.
he looks at you, Mr. Scaring. He's like, not selling me on the plan. Look, maybe you two go find this guy and, I don't know, call me. I can watch. You use your phone. I don't want to. This sounds like dangerous business. I'm not here for the danger. Just here for the women and the money and the glory, and also to fix this piece of shit. Guns? All right, tries to hand you back the gun. He's like, that's guns is you. You are guns.
No. You keep it.
He kind of like holds it by the trigger guard. He's like, okay. Ugh. And he like,
is your cigar in?
Goes back to his room to put it away in a drawer somewhere.
Allons-y.
I'm sorry, did you say something to me?
Did you sneeze?
No, I look around for Higgs. I see that he's gone. I say, let's go.
I come out of the hallway. I'm just like,
so this is the day before, and we're to look.
This
for
is the
guy.
Morning. This is the morning of the show. All right. Yeah.
So then I do wear my combat armor, and I bring the plasma projector under my cloak and stuff.
Okay.
So that means they're gonna have to come back to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Chain. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure. I guess we get ready to go.
Okay. All right. So who's coming with me?
Is it just me?
I don't think we know what Piani's doing yet.
Yeah, Piani, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm definitely interested in making sure we have weapons in there. I don't know. Is there any way that I could go with them to say, I'll just go with them. I just want to make sure these weapons get hit.
Okay, so you're going to go with Higgs?
Whoever's doing it, yeah, I'm going with Higgs then. God damn.
Okay. All right. So we'll cut over to that. Higgs, you and Piani are at the dome, and there's already like a huge crowd there. Like it's a full, like these are all just the people who are desperate to get tickets just in case some become available. There's a whole bunch of like media outlets here, like doing interviews. You can hear music blaring from several vehicles in the parking lot. And there's like, yeah, a huge like hot air balloon over the stadium. Nika Starlight stuff everywhere.
Okay. And I would assume the security around this is just a chain fence. Like what am I looking at when I look around?
There's a perimeter fence. Like it takes up like an entire city block, basically, like at least like a big block. There's a parking lot off to one side. It seems mostly full already. There's a perimeter like chain fence around that. There's just like a main entrance, but there's like pitons or whatever that come up out of the ground with ropes between them to like keep everybody in line around the outside. There's a ticket office that's kind of like swamped, and then every spare kind of meter of sidewalk is like just covered in fans.
Would I know or understand the hierarchy of this, that the ticket box office is also above or in command of the security for this, or is it completely different?
I mean, the whole thing is run by the man, like whoever manages the place. So you could get in touch with security by going to the box office, or you could just find, like, you can see security officers around. They're just wearing like black jackets with security on the back. So,
yeah, I guess I just walked to the box office and, who's working the box office? Is it the same girl?
No, there's several people at the box office now. Like, all the windows are open. But they all have signs, like, on the LEDs above them that just say, like, show sold out, and it just keeps, like, rotating through. And you have to, like, push your way through a crowd to get there.
Okay.
And the window is, like, down, so they, you know, like, and there's people there, but they're not, like, just sitting waiting. They're, like, talking behind the screen. You could knock on the
I knock on the thing.
Okay, so one of the guys turns around, and he, like, opens up the window, and he's like, sir, the show is already sold out. I'm sorry if you wait in the crowd over there. And he points. He's like, I'm sure once tickets are available, you know, we'll be making an announcement. Then you can tell he's made this speech several times already today.
Yeah. When he finishes his thing, I just turn to him and say, is the manager, and I'd like to have a word with him. I spoke with him 2 days ago, received 5 tickets from him, and something else has come up, and I'd like to have a talk with him.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course, sir. Just let me go and grab him.
Well, can I just, it'd be better if I just walked in. I know I was here 2 days ago. I know the door's right there, and his office is just back yonder. May I step inside?
And he looks at you and Piani, and is like, yeah, I mean, I'll go let him know you're here, and then he'll come out, and you can go to his office. I can't let you into his office myself. It'll just be a quick second, sir, if you just wait by the door. He closes the window. And like you said, like 5 minutes pass. While you're waiting, like a group of like teenage girls show up in like a hover minivan, basically. They get dropped off by their mom. And they're all like dressed like Connor was on the ship, like the same kind of like t-shirt. And they have their hair up in star like pigtails. And they're like screaming along to some song. And they kind of go by, and then the door opens. You hear it click open behind you, and that same guy sees you. And there's a moment where he goes from like his like prepared like, okay, I got to deal with an angry customer face, to his like, oh god, this guy again face, and then back to the like, nope, I'm under control. I'm in control. It's fine. But for a minute, you can see he's like terrified. He's like, oh god, no.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh. Hello, good to see you again. Was there something wrong with the tickets?
I haven't scanned them yet. There's nothing wrong with the tickets, right?
No, I mean, no, of course there's nothing wrong. I just mean, I don't know what I meant.
That's a little strange, friend. Hey, I need to talk to you privately if I can come into your office. And I just kind of start walking in without
even I mean, you can tell, like, he doesn't even takes a breath to say, like, well, hold on. But then, he's dealt with you before. He knows that's not going to help. And he's like, okay, all right, let's do this again. And, you walk down the hallway. You know where his office is. He follows you back to his office, basically.
Okay.
Piani, do you go along?
Yeah, but I try to, like, follow behind them.
Okay. All
right. Right. Like, I walk intentionally slow to be the last person.
Sure. Okay. So you're in a long hallway. It's like concrete. Like, it's just built into the side of the Coliseum. And yeah, you follow these two to a door that leads into the guy's office. And it's just the way it was before.
Yeah.
And once you're in there, and the door is closed, he doesn't even really acknowledge like Piani, because he knows you're the one that's gonna do all the talking. He's like, so, all right, what can I do for you?
Well, let me introduce you to my compatriot here. We call her Stardust in my neck of the woods. Stardust is one of the most renowned killers in the known universe, as far as I've been told. But she doesn't speak much, and when she does, she would really... I'd rather not. She has a terrible voice, but her actions speak louder than her words. So please don't worry too much about her.
He turns like tomato red while you're saying this. You can see like he starts getting sweaty. He's like, I'm sorry. Did you say killer?
Yeah, I like to bring a little security.
Piani, like, you know, crosses her arms and puts on her best, like, mean face, but she's doing it really badly, like, you know, like.
Put on your war face.
She's just kind of pouty. Yeah.
And like, I'm half just pissed at Higgs that he's put me in this position already, so.
Awesome. Okay.
And the reason that we're here, the tickets, which I believe are going to work fine. Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. We're trying to, you know, we're here protecting the Lord McCrary that we were speaking about the other day. And it occurred to me that we're going to have some issues getting some firearms into the venue. I was hoping that maybe you could grease some gears and we could just mosey on by with our weapons, perhaps talk to a security officer somewhere. We could show them the guns. I have no problem doing that, especially full inventory. I've got that. I could send it over. But just wanted to check with you before we just do it anyways.
Well, you see, this is a public venue, and those kinds of things are frowned upon here.
Weapons out in the open.
I mean, we respect everybody's, and you can tell he's trying to remember the exact like phrasing. He's like, we here at the council respect everybody's right to self-defense and to bear arms. So, if you need to have your weapons on you as a matter of self-defense, well, I would be happy to take a look at them, make sure that they're the kinds of firearms that are allowed in this venue, and provided that they fit that and you're willing to show me your paperwork, then, well, that shouldn't be any problem. And I'm sure it'll go just fine.
Okay. Well, we've got us two, then we've got three more coming. I can have them bring their weapons down a little bit later. And I just like start putting grenades on the table.
Okay. like
put a pistol down there. And then
his face like swelling a little, and he's like pulling at his collar a little. You know, he didn't want to have to deal with grenades today. Grenades is not a thing that was on his list.
Yeah.
And so he's just, like, stammering, and he's like... And eventually he's like, sir, I don't need to... you don't need to bring those out here right now. I don't need to see that. If you just send me an inventory of the items that you need to bring in, for security purposes, of course, and he looks at Piani and is like, man, we wouldn't want to hinder you in your job protecting your clients, of course. You know, we're all for that here, but... I'm not the man to talk to. If you send it to me, I'll pass along to security. We'll make sure that by the time the concert comes, then you'll get the access that you need.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your support. I start putting all the grenades back on my body and okay. The stun baton at my side and the pistol at my side. Just like you've done a really good job. I'm going to make sure. Yeah, I'll put in a good word for you. And hopefully, if there's a place above this where you could perhaps take up a desk, we'll make sure we get you there.
All right. So all he really heard was the tone of your voice indicating the conversation was over, and like just relief is just like washing over him, you know. And so he kind of like escorts you back out and gives
no,
you
no,
his
no 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 his okay, Higgs so... leaves. Okay. Piani just stares him down and lets Higgs leave out the door.
Okay.
I get about halfway.
And then,
oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then as you know, as Higgs is clearly outside the door, mm-hmm. only then does Piani leave the room. And okay. as she's leaving, she's like and then she just walks out.
Okay. When you get close to him, like you have to pass him to go out the door, when you step towards him, he like steps back and like knocks his coffee cup off his desk. He like flinches like a herd animal. And then you guys make your way out.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So you're back outside. While that's happening, Prosper and Mr. Sicarian, what are you doing?
Unmuting our microphones. So we were going to hunt down this guy.
Yes.
God, I feel like the easiest way to start is to actually go to the ticket office and be like, Monsieur, we need information about this man, and show them the picture.
I mean, they won't... I think that they wouldn't be able to tell you, right? Because all they said last time was like, yeah, someone already picked up those tickets, and that they did it under her name, and they had the appropriate ID. Like, it's...
Sicarian, do you have any idea how we could track down this criminal?
Well, there's a very good chance that he comes from off planet, so we could talk to. It's not immigration necessarily, but, you know, whatever
customs
agency would be.
Duties, yes.
Right.
All right, let's start there. So, you know, I guess... what's our story?
I've lately gotten very fond of saying that my uncle has gone missing. It's worked really well in not tracking down the other guy.
I will follow your lead. Yes.
Very good.
Let's go. So we head for the customs office or whatever on the primary spaceport of the Methuselah Dome.
Okay.
Which I guess is where this one song is.
Yeah, it's where you are. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you like walk in. Is there like a desk or something like that, I would assume?
Yeah, there's an office.
I start walking towards the desk, stop like 5 feet shy of it. You can see I kind of like look up to the top right, and I hit like, you know, my visor comes down. Then I walk over and say, "Hi, my name is Mr. Sakarian. I was looking for my uncle. Can you help me?"
So the customs officer, the guy at the desk, kind of like leans up from his computer terminal and looks at you, and he's like, "Your uncle? Maybe? What? Can you tell me some more about him? I don't..."
"Yes. He would have come from off-world in the last week or so. He has a scar on the right side of his face, and I believe he's attending that concert in a few days."
"Yeah, him and every other person in this goddamn dome. You got a name for your uncle? You got a photo?"
I have a photograph right here of the gentleman. And I just hand him the data slate with the picture on it.
He looks at it. "All right. I don't know. You got a name, you got a ship, anything else? I can't really search by photo. Like the guy..." Let me take a look. And he like looks at it. Can you make a Prosper make a luck check for me?
Okay.
Let me help. Check. Maybe.
You can't help.
It's a D20 roll, right?
Yeah, can't help on luck checks, unfortunately.
Right. Where is that on the roll 20 character sheet? Luck save 13. Okay. No, that's not above a 13.
He looks at it and he's like, "Yeah, this guy..." And he kind of like looks at you and looks at the guy and he's like, "Uncle, huh? Huh? I don't see the resemblance."
As he says that, I reach my hand out on the table. And I go, "Mister, he's the last of my family. We've been reunited through a program called..."
Yeah, I can't. In fact,
"The Make a Space Wish Foundation, and we're supposed to meet on this planet. I don't know his name, I don't know his ship, but it's imperative that I find him, and if there's anything you can do to help, well, gee willikers, it would just mean the gosh darn galaxy to me."
"Why, that's a real touching story, sir. I could pass the photo around if you want. I mean, I don't know if he came in on a shift that's different than the one now. I mean, we might miss him, but you want to come back in a couple of days? I could circulate it for you."
"Actually, I've been sold to a slave ship, and I have to leave tomorrow. And he was kind of my last hope to..." And I'm saying this in assault armor.
In the background, like, Prosper is, like, doing the anime face with, like, tears coming down, like...
when he says, like, "I've been sold to a slave ship," the guy looks at Prosper like, "You slaver trash. How dare you, this poor man."
I also give him, like, a cred stick of, let's say, 5,000 is on it. I say, "This is all I have. It'll obviously mean nothing once I'm a slave." And there's, like, a pause, and I look down at the table. And then I look back up at him and I say, "Really, if there's anything you can do, I need this information before the concert tonight. It would be really fantastic."
You should have said "make a slave wish" instead of space.
Yeah, that's how it works when you get sold into slavery. Yeah, you get one more thing, one last wish. You're a slave.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean. Can my wish be not to be a slave?
thing you can't wish for. You can't wish to not be a slave for more wishes or for true love.
Yep. Make a luck roll. For me, Mr. Sakarian. You can have a +2 to your roll. Alright, so he...
Christ.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he actually, he buys you from Prosper, and now you're his slave.
We're really bad at this, Sakarian.
So he's like choking back tears, and he's like, "That's the goddamn saddest thing I ever heard." Oh, I'll take this into the break room right now, and I'll show everybody I can find. And he gets up and he leaves, like, you know, tears streaking down his face. And let's go to a break. We'll see what he remembers when we come back.
Cool. All right, we'll take our second break. Come back and still got 2 hours. So we'll see you guys in just a bit. More roleplay coming up right after this.